Congress plans to review the FAA's contract tower program. The Machinist Union is challenging the Hawker Beechcraft sale. And are American flight schools still susceptible to training terrorists? This is Aero News for Wednesday, July the 18th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. House Transportation Committee's Subcommittee on Aviation, chaired by U.S. Representative Tom Petrie, Republican of Wisconsin, will hold a hearing today to review the FAA's contract tower program and the Department of Transportation Inspector General's ongoing audit of that program. Under the contract tower program, which was begun as a pilot program in 1982 to reopen five Level 1 control towers that had been closed by the air traffic controllers strike, you remember that, the FAA contracts with private entities to provide air traffic control services at Visual Flight Rules airports. The program has a history of reducing the cost of air traffic control services and enhancing aviation safety by providing air traffic services at airports where federally staffed towers would not be cost-effective. Contract towers, as well as FAA-staffed VFR towers, operate in large and small communities in both urban and rural areas. All contract controllers are certified by the FAA, and contract tower facilities are monitored on a regular basis by the agency. A hearing briefing document asserts that over 99% of the employees at contract towers are former FAA or U.S. military controllers with an average of 20 years of experience. The DOT's IG is updating a 2003 report that showed contract towers to be at least as safe as FAA towers and significantly more cost-effective. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has filed papers in the U.S. bankruptcy court opposing an attempt by Hawker Beechcraft to expedite the sale of its assets to a little-known Chinese company, Superior Aviation Beijing Company Limited. In its filing, the union says the proposed sale should be fully reviewed by all interested parties, from the federal government to the Wichita community, and therefore to grant Superior exclusive right to deal with Hawker Beechcraft is premature. The union also asserted that the sale could facilitate the transfer of valuable commercial and military-related technology to China, leading to the loss of high-skilled, high-paying aerospace jobs while compromising U.S. national security interests. The proposed Hawker Superior sale agreement also requires the termination of all three of Hawker's defined benefit pension plans, including the one for more than 3,500 IAM-represented members employed at Hawker Beechcraft. IAM Aerospace Coordinator Ron Eldridge said, quote, "The prospect of lost pension benefits for Hawker's workers, while China's aerospace industry benefits from the transfer of valuable U.S. technology, is simply outrageous," end quote. Another House committee, this one on Homeland Security, will hold a hearing today regarding the Alien Flight Student Program, or AFSP, used by the Transportation Security Administration to screen student pilot candidates from other countries. The Government Accountability Office recently uncovered weaknesses in the AFSP, which call into question the TSA's effectiveness at making sure foreign nationals training at U.S. flight schools do not pose a security threat. The committee plans to review that commitment, and Subcommittee Chairman Republican Mike Rogers of Alabama says, quote, "It is disturbing to learn we could still be vulnerable to the same actions the 9/11 hijackers took over a decade ago. This hearing will examine the findings and recommendations in GAO's new report," end quote. The NBAA Vice President on Safety, Security, Operations, and Regulation, Doug Carr, will speak at this hearing to remind lawmakers how the general aviation industry has worked with TSA to continually enhance security, including through the implementation of voluntary measures and guidelines to address situations absent a government directive. Well, last week the news about Boeing was all good. Now the FAA has found a way for the plane maker to spend some of those billions of dollars they earned at Farnborough. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of $13.57 million against Boeing for failing to meet a deadline to submit service instructions that would enable airlines to further reduce the risk of fuel tank explosions on more than 380 Boeing jetliners. Following the TWA 800 accident in July 1996, the FAA has issued 283 directives to prevent the ignition of vapors in and around commercial aircraft fuel tanks. On July 21, 2008, the FAA published the Fuel Tank Flammability Rule, which required manufacturers to develop design changes and service instructions for installing systems to further reduce fuel tank flammability. The rule gave the companies that design affected aircraft until December 27, 2010, to submit those instructions. While the FAA alleges that in January 2010, Boeing committed to provide those instructions by the deadline, and then they were 301 days late. Indications are that AMR Corporation will file a motion in its bankruptcy proceedings by the end of this month to reject union contracts at its American Eagle regional carrier, that according to a message circulated by ALPA. The union said that a proposed contract submitted by the airline Friday was, quote, virtually indistinguishable, end quote, from one presented to the carrier's pilots in March, according to a report in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. The union called the proposal regressive, in that some items previously offered had been removed, though they did not elaborate on those changes. The union also said that AMR had not made the same concessions on cost savings targets for American Eagle as it had for American Airlines. In the March contract proposal, AMR had sought $43 million in savings, including pay and vacation cuts, as well as a reduction in the company's contribution to the pilots' 401k plans. When Aero News continues, the U.S. Rocket Academy says, howdy to X-Corps. If pilots have rights, how about families? And it's Oshkosh or bust.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Wednesday, July the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The United States Rocket Academy, a Texas-based nonprofit that promotes citizen science and space exploration, issued a big old howdy to X-Corps when the news broke that they will establish a new commercial space research and development center in Midland, Texas. Academy Chairman Edward Wright said, quote, Texas is on the verge of becoming the space state, end quote. Armadillo Aerospace and Blue Origin are already testing vehicles at Caddo Mills Airport near Dallas and Corn Ranch in West Texas. SpaceX will begin testing its reusable spacecraft at McGregor, Texas, near Waco very shortly. The X-Corps Lynx will be the next step, then, for Texas. FYI, the United States Rocket Academy has created Citizens in Space, a program that is making suborbital space flights available to the citizen science community. For its initial flight campaign, Citizens in Space will select 100 citizen science experiments and 10 citizen astronauts to fly as payload operators. Three citizen astronaut candidates, two from Texas, are already in training. A bill titled the Families Flying Together Act of 2012, which would require airlines to seat families together, was written by Congressman Gerald Nadler, a Democrat of New York. But the consumer group FlyersRights.org says it has been attacked by another lobbying group, the Airlines for America, A4A. According to a FlyersRights.org news release, A4A claims that this bill is needless. The lobby group also claims that the new fee system for aisle and window seats offers passengers more choice. But does it? Kate Haney, the executive director of FlyersRights.org, says, quote, we cannot imagine a more family-unfriendly environment than the one created by this new set of fees for aisle and window seats. Imagine being a business traveler and sitting in a coveted aisle seat next to a two-year-old who is ill or screaming because they need a diaper change. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize this won't work, end quote. FlyersRights.org obviously strongly supports Representative Nadler's bill and hopes that Congress takes a long, hard look at re-regulating the most fundamental aspects of air travel so as to protect families and the anti-family decisions of the airlines. Well, there were some tense moments in Canadian skies on Monday as two Canadian CF-18 fighters, under the direction of NORAD, intercepted a commercial airliner near Quebec City, Quebec, on Monday at approximately 11:50 Mountain Daylight Time. The fighters intercepted the airliner, which was on a transatlantic route, after it was non-responsive to radio communication. The jet fighters were able to assist the airliner in re-establishing radio communications with air traffic control, and the airliner proceeded to its destination without incident. NORAD's mission, in close collaboration with Homeland Defense, security, and law enforcement partners, is to prevent air attacks against North America, safeguard the sovereign airspaces of the United States and Canada by responding to unknown, unwanted, and unauthorized air activity approaching and operating within these airspaces. Fortunately, this time, all ended well. In just a few more days, more than 10,000 aircraft and hundreds of thousands of attendees will descend on Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh for EAA's AirVenture 2012. It all begins on Monday, July 23rd, and runs through Sunday, July 29th. The 60th annual fly-in convention, billed as, quote, the world's greatest aviation celebration, end quote, will once again become the epicenter of the aviation world, bringing together aviation's past, present, and future, and mixing in with a variety of entertainment options that results in unlimited, affordable fun for the entire family. And don't forget, Aero TV will be offering live programming each evening at 8 p.m. Central Time to wrap up the day's events. The shows will be hosted by Airborne anchor Ashley Hale. And of course, if you miss Airborne, well, I'll have daily updates here as well. So stay tuned, because it's Oshkosh or bust. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for departure.